You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
All right, everybody. Well, we're trying here, Keith. We couldn't get to it in time because you see what YouTube does here. They always put a
commercial. Well, it says skip ad now.
We'll get to it. We're going to save it. We are going to do it.
No, we are going to do it.
Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. We got an Eglin's Best here ad we want to play for you. No, we got something we want to play for you in honor of our guest this hour. We're going to do it. I'll play two verses for you in the next set. But you got to remind me before.
What are you talking about?
We spent, you spent I 7 minutes in the green room.
I did it 3 hours ago. I've done it on the hour since then.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Anyway, third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. There are no mistakes in live radio, Keith. Remember that. Welcome back. Third show of the year, but it has been no shortage of guests as we're looking through the broadcast archives. Opening night 2 weeks ago, Jared Taylor, Ramsey Paul, Jason Kuna, Tom Kaczynski, Michael Hill, Paul Fromm, Brad Griffin, and Pastor Brett McAtee all talking about predictions for the coming year and the 2020s at large. Last week, a deep dive into Iran with Mark Weber and David Duke. So there are already 10 guests, count them 10, not counting tonight's contributions from Sam Bushman on Virginia and our guest right now, Mr. Sonny Thomas, our guest of the night. Sonny is the host of the Sonny Thomas Show and the founder of Resolution Radio, another affiliate network that also airs TPC. Sonny's back with us this hour to share his thoughts and insights on a variety of topics. In fact, Sonny had texted me a few days ago and asked, well, let me just pull it up. Hey, James, you still grouping up guests to give their take on what will come in the 2020s? And for Sonny, we always can. And so that's what we're doing right now. Sonny, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, James. Keith, it's always good to talk to you two again. I always enjoy the Political Cesspool and I always enjoy airing it on the Resolution Radio Network on Fridays. So we make sure we put some good programs on there. And count it, this is our fourth anniversary. And TPC was the third program that we had on the network after mine and Radio Free South Africa. So you guys have been on there consistently now for 4 years.
Well, thank you so much for that, Sonny, for expanding our reach and giving us your wonderful audience over there at Resolution Radio.
Batting third in the lineup, not cleanup, but we're doing well.
Hey, bases are loaded. Bases are loaded.
Well, it's good to be on. It's always good to collaborate with you, and that's what we're all about. I mean, people helping people, that's the TPC motto. So, or at least one of them, no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. Jammed up and jelly tight. Give me another one, Keith.
There's so many, and I'm having to self censor myself.
Well, we did intend to have fun this third hour. That's why we brought the wild man on, Sonny Thomas. Well, anyway, Sonny, so we know that you are a talk radio host in your own right, and they run your radio network, which syndicates a variety of shows, ours included. And again, thank you so much for that, our friend. So you look ahead, Sonny. Yes, we're still only 3 weeks into the year, so still plenty of time to do this. What do you see coming? It's an election year. We got the big stuff coming up in Virginia on Monday. Any number of directions you could take this. What do you see as you look forward through the
next? You look in your crystal ball.
Through the rest of the next few months.
Remember what Yogi Berra said, predictions are very difficult, particularly about the future.
But we'll let Sonny make it anyway. This year and this decade, Sonny, what do you see?
Well, if I was going to cite one of my favorite songs by the band Styx and do the crystal ball, it might be an interesting thing in itself. Couple things. Actually, someone had just forwarded me a video from a lady who's got some insight of what's going on and what's happened in Virginia on Monday. Knowing that Northam is the way he is, and we're still learning about how much of an authoritarian he is, plus his decrees that he's been issuing, we've also seen the people of Virginia stand up and say, no, we're not going to take our guns, even though these resolutions are basically, you know, just general propositions, that basically it's a warning sign. It's letting you know that the line is being drawn in the sand. Now, that being said, it's also affected us here in the great sovereign state of Ohio. We've also had a couple of counties in Ohio also declare to Governor DeWine, who's a neocon and known gun grabber, that if you attempt to do anything such as that, you will have to deal with us Buckeyes. So I think it's set a great precedent that other states need to follow, especially particularly in the South, because of the fact that they do revere rights a little bit more inherently than some of us up in the northern climes. But that being said, I think what's going on Monday is in their attempt to try to avoid another Charlottesville, they're going to create a Charlottesville on steroids. And I was actually there in Charlottesville filming that event, and I saw firsthand how it was designed to fail. The law enforcement that were present were not planning on engaging with the counter-protesters in any shape or form. They were set up to interact with the protesters, which is ones who had the legal permits to be there and everything else. The whole purpose of shutting down that rally was to prevent any speeches from being recorded, because once they're recorded, those words are forever in stone on video. So I saw firsthand what was going on here. And then, of course, we've seen some of the debacle afterwards where the chief of police had to resign because it's pretty obvious what he was up to. The mayor's also into all sorts of shenanigans. So it's clearly obvious it was a organized situation to fail. And if it wasn't for that guy running down the alley with his car, who the media still says killed that woman but didn't. She died from her own device from having poor health choices. Otherwise, it would have been just another uneventful little event, and we could add other ones. But this thing that's going on in Virginia now, I think, is really blown out of proportion. But I saw a story this morning that apparently a Virginia Antifa group is actually siding with the protesters to essentially state that gun control has a history of racism, which that may be the case, but how does Antifa actually come up with wanting to use that as a legitimate excuse? Well, that's because they want to show that they can be well-armed as well. And we know from FBI files that certain Antifa groups, especially out west, have not only been recorded but also demonstrated that they are trying to essentially form a militia, that they know how to use weapons and that they will be well-armed. And so it could be the beginnings of an armed conflict. So I don't know about you all, but it definitely sounds like something is afoot. And I'm sure Keith has his two cents on that particular topic.
Well, we covered it for an hour in the last hour, as it were. I still maintain I don't think much noteworthy will come of this. I don't think it's going to be big fireworks. I think it's going to be an understated event.
That about Charlottesville before it happened?
Excited about Charlottesville. Well, I mean, nobody could have foreseen what Charlottesville actually turned into. But no, I had a lot more enthusiasm about the potential there for, you know, people to show up and to
Robert E. Lee. I understood the civil rights movement, Sonny. The civil rights movement was not this peaceful protest and a validation of Mahatma Gandhi. It was a staged operation. There's a great article by Andrew Joyce in the Occidental Observer this past week on how in the late 40s, they basically took over the media so that they could cause white people to hate themselves, and they've accomplished it. Well, see, what happened in the civil rights movement was they funneled all these protesters through the Highlander Folk School in Mont Eagle, Tennessee. That was like the Paris Island for them. That's the reason they all dressed the same in little white shirts, horn-rimmed glasses, and they were in cahoots with the media that was going to portray them as the heroes and the law enforcement as villains. Well, it wasn't going to be that way in Charlottesville, and a lot of people on our side thought it would, and they really paid the price for their lack of knowledge about history on that.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Never go anywhere? Never protest? Never take advantage of the rights you have?
Well, you just got to understand that if you control the media, you control it all.
We'll be back with Sunday Times.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live.
Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
Tell them who we were singing about, Keith.
We're singing about our guest, Sonny Thomas, the one and only, who brings sunshine into our life.
A sunshine bouquet, as the song says. Well, anyway, Sonny Thomas of the Sonny Thomas Show, founder, owner, operator of Resolution Radio, which syndicates TPC, of course, along with our home network here, Liberty News Radio. We're so thankful for Sonny's friendship and for his commentary tonight. Well, we're talking about the situation in Virginia. Our friend Rich up in Nashville, who I had dinner with a few days ago, he was wearing, actually, we're talking about Virginia, he was wearing a cap. I said that looked like a Virginia Cavaliers cap. It had the feather and everything. I said I'd eat that hat tonight if I was wrong about how it's going to play out next week. But he said there was a good offering on this at Red Ice, where the guests laid out the template of being set at Charlottesville, perfected with the snipers at Twin Peaks and put into place now with the three so-called white nationalists being arrested. The FBI is running this show. I hope a lot of people show up to stay out of the perimeter. And with regard to demonstrations, if not now, when we're completely disarmed, there is no voting our way out. And we're all right to remember Patrick Henry's liberty or death speech with regard to that. So, yeah, I mean, yes, you're walking into a trap, perhaps, but what do you do?
Well, you know, let me just, it's like the taking down of Confederate statues in minority majority cities, which is happening around. It, you're getting no leadership from Trump. You're getting no leadership from the government that was elected into office by the same people that are going to be demonstrating for their Second Amendment rights. So what happens? It's left to private groups, like in the case of these Confederate statues, the Sons of Confederate Veterans. They play according to the Marquis de Queensberry rules, go through the courts and whatnot, and lose. And the media, controlled by the left, says, well, serves them right. Just shows they weren't on the right side of history. So, you know, this is where we need real leadership from Trump. This is where Trump needs to show his solidarity with the people that voted him into office.
All right, Sonny, you can continue on that thread if you want to continue talking about what's going on, what may happen, what may not happen in Virginia on Monday. You can take it in a totally different direction. This time is yours, my friend.
Well, the three guys that supposedly got arrested, it reminds me of the three hobos that supposedly found after JFK was assassinated. That's what it kind of reminds me of. There was never really any true information about those guys. Were they properly interrogated? Were they, you know, I mean, you look at so much what happened on November 23rd, 1963, and you're kind of just going, or 22nd of 1963, and you're just like, what the heck? So, I mean, it could be some interesting stuff going there. But what really concerns me is David Knight from InfoWars had read some of the decree that Governor Northam has basically stated that essentially they want people to show up completely disarmed. You're not allowed to open carry, not allowed to conceal carry. Cannot have knives, cannot have baseballs or softballs. Who would have those? Cannot have anything that would be perceived toy guns, nothing. I mean, it's pretty much stripped down. So my thing is, what are you afraid of? I mean, it's a rally. It's a pro-gun rally. Other groups said they were going to partake in the festivities. But the question is, what do you have to fear, Governor? I mean, that's what I've really got to say. A tyrant fears the people. And then they do decrees where liberty basically says, and when government fears the people, that there is liberty. So my serious question is what is going to happen on Monday? The only thing that could possibly happen with this winter storm that just came through the whole section of the country is maybe it'll rain it out enough to people either go home or the government just says forget it and just lets them protest. So who knows? Maybe the weather will play into our hands. But that's just my general thought on the topic, because the fact that, you know, I was in Pikeville when we had that rally there, and media was generally interested in what was going on, but there's both sides are shouting each other down, but they were equally contained. In Charlottesville, the groups got together, marched out of the garage, and they were attacked by the counter-protesters, but they defended themselves. But at least they have the ability to defend themselves. Where here, they're not allowed to have helmets, shields, or anything to defend themselves from any type.
Well, and they're still doing hard time in many instances for defending themselves.
We have one guy serving life sentence because.
Well, we're not talking about that guy, but I mean, we're talking, you know, other people legitimately. But no, I mean, this goes back. This is a question. I mean, and your guess is as good as ours, Sonny. And of course, it's a fool's errand to make predictions on these things because you very rarely can nail it. But Rich was talking about a moment ago about, you know, he hopes the armed people show up and just stay out of the perimeter. I mean, do you think they have the right to carry in Virginia, but now the state of emergency, I guess, supersedes everything at the whim of a rogue governor. And do you think they'll show up armed or not?
They could, but many of the roads leading up to the spot where they need to actually rally at are also being closed off and monitored. They're having metal detectors and everything. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious they're having a complete controlled situation there. Now, what this says about...
And also, Sonny, let me say this.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to say also, the media will cover this and cover what they want and not cover what they want and basically edit tapes and do everything they can portray the protesters in the most negative light possible and the anti-protesters.
Well, they've been doing that. You talk about the civil rights. I'm going to give Sonny the last 5 minutes
here
because we're just
forever.
About out of time. Well, that was his thing. I mean, the so-called civil rights protesters would go and get everybody riled up, you know, throwing urine and feces on people, and then the camera started rolling when the water hoses turned on to wash things down. But anyway, Sonny, final 5 minutes to you, and be sure to give us your contact information. We got to have you on more often.
Yeah, another thing that concerns me, too, is that, you know, there's Charlottesville. I did see a lot of debris and stuff thrown at people up on the hill. And I saw many reputable reporters there. I mean, probably one of the most honest ones I saw that gave a straightforward thing was Millie Weaver of InfoWars. I've actually encountered her a couple times in my travels, and she is very objective. And we need more people like that in independent media because, in fact, it really gives journalism.
Yeah, well, she ain't mainstream. That's it. The mainstream media is going to speak with one voice just like they did in the Civil Rights League.
Right.
Now, we've got some speculation here that that the government, of course, is only setting up this gun-free zone on the Capitol grounds, and what they're going to do is just create a bottleneck of screening to where the time runs out on the permit and on the day even before people could get in there. Now, that's probably the most likely scenario.
I've seen other situations, too, where other groups I've filmed that were doing their permitted protests. As soon as it came to a certain time and the permit ends, they cut the power off like they're...
Yeah, go home, folks. It's over.
It goes off. Yeah. So I've seen it as well. And then it's just like, okay, they peacefully leave. So it's never been much of an issue. One of my last predictions for 2020 is I think Trump is going to beat the impeachment. Matter of fact, I think it's going to guarantee him to be reelected. What really concerns me is 2024, when he leaves office. If Pence runs, there's a good possibility he could get elected. So the left really fears Mike Pence because he's a Catholic, I guess. I don't know why. But what really concerns me is there will be no more Republican presidents after that, because the agenda 2030 will start to kick in, and they'll make sure that no Republican, especially after a president like Trump, will be a complete neocon rhino, Mitt Romney type, that will be the one that gets elected if they get elected. Because Republicans,
I tell you what he's going to be like, Sonny. He's going to be like George H.W. Bush promising a kinder, gentler America.
Well, forget it. The Republican Party, if Trump can even withstand the demographic displacement up until this point, the Republican Party in 2024, 2028 is a regional party forevermore. But the demographic clock, count on that.
Well, here's the problem, guys. He had an opportunity to try to take care of the voter fraud. He disbanded the committee. So he just shot himself in the foot, not in that, but any future Republican candidates. So just like now we watch, what's the sense of even having the Democratic debates? Because, in fact, nobody's going to beat Trump. I mean, look at the cast that's on the stage. And to me, in my opinion, the only one that actually has a brain is Tulsi Gabbard. But she's getting ostracized because of the fact that she's into regime change wars. I mean, she's seen it firsthand. She knows it's futile and stupid. So that's why they don't like her. So, you know, in my personal opinion, we need to really start focusing on a lot of our local elections, because if they don't work, we're screwed. You can check SonnyThomas.com and ResolutionRDO.com.
SonnyThomas.com, ResolutionRDO.com. Sonny Thomas, one of the best. Grateful and thankful and appreciative for his friendship. We'll talk to you again soon, Sonny. Always a delight to have you on. You always make the show better. And we'll be back. Maybe secession should be our future, but you better get some stronger state governments.
Or head for the hills.
Than we got now in the South. We'll be back with Jack Ron. Thank you, Sonny.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both sides in the president's impeachment trial have filed briefs outlining their strategies. Democrats continue to push for witness testimony. House Democrats have now released new documents from Lev Parnas. Some want him as a witness. He is under federal indictment for illegal campaign violations. Democrat Ted Lieu is accusing fellow California Congressman Devin Nunes of conspiring with Parnas to undermine the U.S. government. A lawyer for Nunes threatened to sue Lieu if he didn't apologize. The congressman tweeted his response, welcoming the lawsuit, taking discovery from Congressman Nunes, then adding, "Or you can take your letter and shove it." Nunes denies conspiring with Parnas, telling Fox,
"I mean, this is someone who doesn't tell the truth. It's something that didn't happen."
He says Parnas is just trying to get a lighter sentence. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Gun rights groups who are challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order that bans guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats issuing the order and declared a state of emergency. The FBI announced the arrest of 6 men linked to a white supremacist group known as the Base. At least 3 of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York is expected to start next week now that the jury selection is over.
His attorney is Donna Rotunno.
We got the best jury we could get under the circumstances. Obviously not happy with what happened in the end there. I think that that was an absolutely ridiculous decision.
She's talking about a woman on the jury who's writing a novel involving young women that are dealing with predatory older men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. Get on the show. Call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Am I right or wrong? Can doo-wop pick up a show or what?
It can do it every time.
Well, I got to say something. Jack Ryan actually picked that music tonight. I mean, completely at random and had nothing to do with the fact that we've been focusing on doo-wop a little bit tonight. But I just got to say something before we bring Jack. I mean, Jack's already here and he's waiting. But I got to say something. I heard that clip, not a clip, just the news break saying this, you know, the white supremacists from the white supremacist group, the base have been arrested. I mean, Rich is onto something about the FBI or deep state or something. Here I am, according to the establishment press, the lying press, I'm the leader of the Klan, you know, according to them.
Maybe you're the ace of base, too.
Well, I mean, we are the radio nexus of hate. If anybody would know these groups and these people, it'd be us, right? Because we're the nexus, we're the leaders, we're all of this. We're America's, you know, foremost white supremacy. Anyway, everything they've said. All these people that get arrested, no one had ever heard of James Fields, all right? The base, I have never heard of that in my life until this week. I mean, who's to say if these things even really exist? I mean, who knows?
They never say alleged white supremacist group. Apparently, they act as if it's the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan. They're a white supremacist.
Have you ever heard of the base? I mean, we eat, live, and breathe healthy identitarian politics here from a European perspective. We have never heard. I've never heard of the base. It even sounds ridiculous. Anyway, that's an aside. Let's get to Jack. Jack, thank you for the music tonight. We needed it. Dell Vikings, come go with me. Jack's going to be living in 2 weeks to go to Africa, so we got to give him some time, Jack. Jack, I heard you've had a hard time this week with some foreign invaders in your backyard. We'll get to that in a second, but Tell us why you picked the song.
Well, first of all, I just like the song, and I like doo-wop, and I think it's a classic song. But it's also sort of, it has a nice little political ring to it in that a lot of our people, they're not great conspirators and stuff, but they're just really just kind of dumb people, and they're our enemy's friend for them. So I sort of sing that, what's the deal with George W. Bush? Dumb, 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 dumb. George Bush, and they use them. And I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems to me that George W. Bush, he always looked and acted just almost identical to that character in the Beverly Hillbillies, Jethro, that Uncle Jed was always trying to get Jethro a job. He could never get it. And it was the same thing with George Herbert Walker Bush. He could never get his son's job. He went to Yale. He was a male cheerleader who just hung out, got drunk and stuff. They could never get him a job, and so they got him a job as governor of Texas and president of the United States. I mean, how the frickin' hell did that happen? But it's sort of that song. Dum, 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 dum.
What else you do with a recovering alcoholic?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, just the things kind of go. But anyway, I like the song, and I like doo-wop. I try to promote good music.
Makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. We need to feel good, and, you know, we will feel good.
We got to do something to counteract all this bad news.
That's right.
Negativity, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
I always feel good when Jack's on. Jack, we have a good time with Jack. Jack's typically the closer, right. And we have a little moment of levity, a few laughs, and that's a good way to cap off any show. We have to mention, Jack, your incident with the foreign invaders. You told me about it this week. It's really getting dirty up there.
Well,
literally.
I like to be
illegal immigrants.
Well, it's illegal creatures. And so my area, it's in and outside of Chicago. It's right on Lake Michigan, and we have been invaded and occupied by thousands, really almost tens of thousands of Canadian geese. And they found this...
Not geeks, but geese.
Geese. And they had come in and they take over and they reproduce and they don't fly south because they've got their base here. And these geese, they poop more than humans do. And they just cover your whole area with geese excrement. Every other place, in liberal places, Denver and Seattle, you know, these are liberal places, but they just said, hey, you're destroying our parks and our water, and so they culled them.
What about San Francisco?
I don't really know what the Canadian geese is in San Francisco. They got them.
Well, they have human poop all over the place in San Francisco.
Human poop, but it's mostly toxic, too. And these things, they go in bombers, they fly in formation, and you have to duck, you just get...
Well, Jack, up in Chicago, you got so much gunplay up there, you should be able to lay waste to them on your back porch.
Well, and the problem is they can't hit anything. shooting the guns.
There's the things that you should be able to use guns for, is to shoot that are these invaders. They're not even American geese. They're Canadian geese. They've come in and they poop and they destroy the... There are some honest environmentalist park lovers that say, listen, these geese are destroying... Little kids can't play sports there because there are places that who wants to have their children play in the middle of toxic poop and stuff. But there are some natural things that come in the city. We are having predators, including coyotes, are coming into urban parks. So
these aren't the guys that bring in the illegal immigrants. These are real coyotes.
No, they're probably there too.
Well, we've got there. So anyway, that's the main thing that I'm focused on. But it's brutally cold, single digit temperatures and howling winds you might hear in the background.
It's called Lake Michigan, Jack.
Jack knows better than we do.
No, it's cold and it's really strong winds coming. I actually kind of like the cold. I can dress well, and it keeps the streets clear. So maybe these geese might fly a little bit south, but otherwise they're occupying our parks and just defiling our things, messing up our waters, and so that's life in the big city.
Well, it's not going to be your problem in 2 weeks, though, right, Jack?
Well, I'm supposed to go on this. I've been traveled internationally, except for to go across the border into Baja California when I lived in San Diego. But I'm supposed to, in about a week and a half, take this big trip to Africa. But we'll see if I can make it. I've got a changeover in Dubai. I'm looking at the map, and that's right across from Iran, the Straits of Hormuz, and are this
idiot
Zionist neoconservatives causing trouble, assassinating people at the Iraq airport. They just found out I was at the Iraq airport, and so these now everyone in there hates America, and so it's not just the Al-Qaeda, Sunni...
And they have surface-to-air missiles.
I hope they retired that guy that was lobbing missiles over at the...
Ukrainian airliner.
Right.
Well, they have it, so I don't know. But I'm only going to be there in Dubai for maybe like 5 or 6, 8 hours. So I'm thinking if they attack the airport, what are the odds are that it's just going to be right when I go there? But there's never a dull moment when our country is occupied by these idiots. I've been working for the last 27 years trying to alert regular Americans about the neoconservative warmongers and these idiot Christian Zionists who they think if just everybody in the Middle East hates us and all the Christians get killed, then Jesus will come back a little bit earlier. We're like, well, what's with that? So, any event, you could pull my hair out, and James and I could pull our
not hair much
out.
Of that to pull.
Have a lot of hair. You know, they really are not. So we do what we can, but yeah, you can just get burnt out on negativity. On all these.
Well, just look at it this way, Jack.
That's why when you do up music,
if you make it to Africa, it's summer down there. You'll be in the sunny south. It's the opposite of
right. Yeah, I heard about it. I've never done that. So I don't think that they have really winter Nordic winters in Southern Africa or there. But and it's supposed to be good there. And so I have a good friend who's an artist that does work, who's done work for us at Occidental Ascend. A really talented guy, and he says like things are kind of rough, but they protect it. And my view is that everybody, whether they're communist or ANC, is their like the tourism is their big economy, so they don't want the tourists to get cannibalized and eaten or something like. So I hope I'm not cannibalized.
Jack, if we've gotten We've got an audience member with your best interest at heart. If you've got any travel insurance, first he says Al Qaeda equals the base. Anyway, he says if you fly from Atlanta, you can get a nonstop from Atlanta to Johannesburg. Did you know that? That's what you need to do. Atlanta to Johannesburg. Well, you don't even have to stop.
Yeah, but if you went from Atlanta to Johannesburg and you got off the plane, you would think you never left. It looks the same.
Yeah. Well, what's more dangerous, Atlanta or Dubai?
Well, I take my chances in Atlanta, the big watermelon.
Yeah, well, I traveled a lot right after I graduated Vanderbilt in the middle 80s. And it's a different time when you're 20s. You can do Let's Do Europe. You do a Ural Pass and a backpack. But it's a little different when you get a little bit older. And so, unfortunately, I've inherited one of the bad things the males in my family. They call it apnea, but it's the situation I'm a snorer. So I'm not going to be able to be able to sleep in a hostel with lots of other people. I got to get my.
How long are you going to be over?
And be hostile at the hostel to you.
How long are you going to be over there for? Very quickly. We got to take a break. We're coming back with you, of course. How long is your stay supposed to be? A month?
I don't know.
Open ended.
Yeah, I might never.
Open ended. You may never come back.
You're going to find a bush baby down there in those plywood cities and live happily ever after.
We'll be right back.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Never give me a chop, chop.
Down, love me, darling. Down, come and go with me. Down,
down, down, down,
down, baby. Down, the city, down, down, darling. Down, down, so come go with me.
Down, down, down,
come on, go with me.
Down, down.
Music will never be as good as again. I can tell you that much. Thank you, Jack, for the great musical recommendation tonight. That is Come Go With Me by the Dell Vikings. Jack, we have got to talk a little shop here, a little business. Now, if you have an open-ended trip to Africa, what are we supposed to do for the last 30 minutes of the show during your hiatus? And what if this extends longer than we're comfortable with?
Well, you know, I don't really want to bring up that subject, but you could talk about cannibalism and people. What happened to
you could go in as Jack Ryan and come out.
Yeah, we get a report back and play that thing about the boys in the jungle had me on the run, and something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. What was that song?
Now, we definitely want reports. We want at least written reports if you can't get a transmission out, but anyway.
Get some.
Well, we better value this these next couple of weeks with Jack, because you just never know when he's going to be back.
I tell you what, if the bombs and surface-to-air missiles don't get him, the natives may.
They might in there, but I definitely need a break from not just Chicago, but from the United States. And I just really dislike this American presidential election system that lasts almost a year and a half. And that's why another reason I don't like these constitutionalist patriots who think, oh, we got the greatest system. Our political system is just terrible that you would have a way is that to get a leader to have almost a year and a half of campaigning for some office, and then the people always have to be one of these political families, the Clinton family, the Bush family, everyone's from Harvard.
The Kennedy family.
The Kennedy family, and you just, I talked to my real estate agent, she's Swedish, you know, they've got problems there, but they have a rule that their elections, the parliamentary system, when different new parties can come in, but you're not allowed to advertise at all within 3 weeks of the election. I think their elections last 3 weeks to a month. It's not a year and a half. So this presidential election here just drives me crazy. And
it's a never-ending thing. It almost never ends. You're right. It's about half a term.
Permanent elections. Like Trotsky said, there will be permanent revolutions. We got permanent campaigns, and they're disputing the last three ones that Obama was an American citizen, he wasn't born here, and Trump made a phone call to Ukraine, and they're trying to dispute the one. So you're having these people, these political, whose job it is to be political consultants, Karl Rove, and it's a terrible one. It's not, forget about you.
They're useful idiots, as Lenin called them.
Well, hey, very quickly.
It's not good.
Couple of things very quickly, because you're talking about presidential elections. And, of course, we got this impeachment. Right. So you had these Democrats going over in this solemn phalanx, and they delivered this skinny blue folder that it had the trumped up, no pun intended, charges. Now, y'all know how, right. I mean, our opinion of Trump has slowly and steadily declined since Election Day. But, right. I mean, this whole thing is such a farce. But, nevertheless, it is going to go. It is going to go now. They are going to fly. I was curious as to whether or not they'd actually levy the charges, but they have. And so now, one thing I got to say about Trump, and this is interesting, it's certainly possible, the reason he hasn't done more as president is because Epstein's madam has the same stuff on Trump that she had on Jeff and Bill and everybody else.
Prince Andrew.
Very possibly could be the case, hypothetically, allegedly. But the impeachment, Jack, give me a 30-second take on how you see this going.
No, I just think this pure partisan. Each side says they don't like the revolts. I'm old enough to remember the Richard Nixon Watergate scandal, and Nixon won 49 out of 50 states, a huge landslide. But the media, in particular the Jewish media, New York Times, Washington Post, they didn't like it, and they found some deal, like it was the crime of the century that some low level Nixon appointment there were harassing some Department of Defense Jewish guy Daniel Ellsberg,
G. Gordon Liddy
documents. Yeah, they were, and you know, everyone did some minor thing, but nobody was killed. No one was raped. I mean, Roman Polanski.
It's the biggest bunch of nothing ever. You know, spying on the most incompetent presidential campaign ever, the George McGovern campaign that lost 49 states to one.
Yeah, nobody was beaten. No one was raped. Roman Polanski drugged and raped a 13-year-old girl. Richard Nixon didn't do anything like that. But when
that's Hollywood.
Yeah, that's when this media mafia is against us, and it's their power, and it's worse now than it's ever been. And the mass media is just dominated by this leftist, homosexual, liberal, very Jewish media mafia, and they just feel it's their power, and And then the people, the other side is there are these Gentiles, the Bush family, that go to Harvard and Yale and work in the CIA, and they kind of go along with it just because they like...
Call them Shabbos Goy.
Well, they do, but they just sort of like, you know, everybody's got to go to Harvard and Yale, and if you're not part of it, they're there. So that's what's happening, and yeah, I wouldn't get all freaked out about it, but it's just purely partisan. So the Democrats have...
Oh, sure it is.
Congress.
And Buchanan had Pat had a good take on it this week, and yeah. You can look it up there. I mean, I think Pat had it how it could go. Mitch McConnell hears the complaint, and then he just dismisses this with pure prejudice, and that could be how it goes. Anyway, Jack, you didn't give a book recommendation tonight, so if you would allow me, this comes in from an attendee at our 15th anniversary party last October, which, of course, you were at, Keith, and Jack, you were there, and I was there. And anyway, this comes from a listener in Washington State who has sent me a book, Framed. It's a book from... The '60s, I believe.
Fifties. The '50s. It looks like the '50s.
And it's framed. And here's what he writes, Jack. Dear James, Keith, Jack, and the Cesspool crew, I enclose Cesspool. That's the name of the book, and it's even written in our font. The way our font is written on our logo. I enclose Cesspool by author Alan Marshall, a pseudonym used by Donald E. Westlake, who died in 2008. Mr. Westlake published more than 100 novels and nonfiction books. He specialized in crime fiction, but also wrote a lot of trashy books like Cesspool. Mr. Marshall wrote other trashy pulp fiction titles such as Man Hungry, Lord of Lust, Passion Doll, Passion Hunt, Passion's Playthings, Virgin's Summer, Sinner's Circle, Lust Prowl, The Panty Game, Lust or Bust, Queen of Cruelty, Swap Spree, Tokyo Tramp. Well, I guess y'all
get
the picture.
Tell you what, that's all very passe now because all of these were heterosexual relationships.
Cajun Sex Club, Season in Sodom, so on and so forth. I have not read Cesspool. I fear it may be too titillating for a 68-year-old man like me. Perhaps Keith would have the stamina to read it. I meant to bring Cesspool to you when I attended the fantastic 15th year celebration. Where's that book, Keith? Where'd I put it?
It's in a frame somewhere.
Well, I know that. Here it is. So here, Keith, explain to Jack and the audience what you see as you hold this book. What does it read? What do you see?
A young man with his chin on his hands with a back-turned chair looking at a woman scantily clad with a brassiere dangling between her thumb and forefinger about to drop it, and she has a guy transfixed.
And the title reads Cesspool. Shameful Lust Made This Border Post a Cesspool by Alan Marshall. So that's our recommendation.
And see what it shows you.
I can't even read it, though, because it's framed.
Well, the thing is, it is wholesome by today's standards.
Yeah, this is wholesome.
I mean, at least if you're going to have, like, a dirty book, people have to read. You know, they have to use their imagination. And so at least be, you know, you're going to have a book. I like to encourage our people to read. Sometimes I wonder if our Americans are really going to read anymore.
Well, he obviously sent this as a gag gift and as a joke, and I love it. It's funny. It got a hearty laugh out of me. I love the letter he wrote. Obviously, all tongue in cheek, but it's anyway. It was fun. Well, that's our audience, Keith. They're always keeping us. I mean, who would have thought of such a thoughtful gift as this? The book Cesspool. It was 75 cents in whatever year it came out.
It had to be the mid-50s. It has that look about it.
Okay, so
yeah, the guy doesn't have long hair or a tattoo or bone in his nose, so we know it's not from any time recently, not from the past 2 decades.
We're going to give you a book report, dude, Keith, next week, so if we can crack this case open.
Right.
Jack, final word to you.
I just want to wish our listeners the best, and I am getting ready to go on a big adventure, something I haven't done in a long time, going abroad, and I would encourage our people to not get all bummed out by negativity, and it's very easy to have that because our media is so terrible. I get Russia Today for my news, and I think that Ricky Gervais, he did that Golden Globes, he just said, well, there weren't any good movies this year, there was nothing on TV. You people are just a bunch of idiots, so just come up, get off the stage, and shut up. That's sort of the same way. Yeah.
But, well, look, Jack.
We want to know, are you going abroad to find abroad?
I'm not finding a
couldn't hurt
broad in Chicago. That's for damn sure. I like the Chicago.
Might get a Canadian goose.
Miseducated women. They're more respectful of my private property, but they're just no fun. These women, like, who wants to date a Hillary Clinton or Chelsea Clinton? I don't know. I don't want to date them.
That'd be rare. Right? That would be torture.
Hey, Jack, thank you for giving us some good music and a few laughs and a moment of levity tonight. And we always love ending the show that way. We'll talk to you next week, buddy, as you continue to pack. Don't dawdle too far. We'll be right back with you next week, everybody. For Keith, Sonny Thomas, Sam Bushman, Jack Ryan, our brother, and regular contributor, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week. Go read Cesspool by Alan Marshall. Talk to you.
One of the great books of all time.